Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Fight
Doncan.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Yeah!
Yes! Yes, Adler.
All right. So,
Oh, fuck yeah. Toys out. How are we?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out to our very first live mid-flight brawl here in Adelaide. Oh, here young man down the front again.
Straight. G'day. In. Man, this little fella was at both our shows the other night.
Yeah, he's 14.
Real good.
There's a 14-year-old in the front row just hearing some crook shit. How'd school go on Friday, by the way?
Fine.
Yeah?
Lucinda? Late
Lucian. Fuck, I get it wrong every time. I shouldn't remember kids' names anyway. That's fucking weird, isn't it? If I just remembered every kid's
I'd
name.
I'd much rather have teenagers in my show than 20 to 30-year-olds. They're fucking punish. It's just just better. You're all right. Anyway. Hope everyone's all right. You know, is anyone you will know the podcast? I take it, or it's a bit sort of hit,
yeah. Nobody's just having a crack, just a bit bored at 3:30 on a Saturday, and let's go down into a basement see what happens. Nobody, everyone's all right. What do you think of the ads? You guys had some pretty fucking sweet ads in the late 80s, early 90s. Had a good time looking at those the other night. Some fucking classics.
Man, pretty good time in Adelaide. I've had a hit and miss attitude with Adelaide over the years. Not the city, the fringe festival. But seeing as all those floppy English head pricks aren't here, you're all forced to yuck watch Australian comedians. And so people are turning up to the likes of me. It's been all right.
It's been good fun.
Yeah.
I feel actually all right at the end of the week because in years past I just have Cooper's Red and fucking 4 a.m. sausage rolls. And then midweek I'm like, fuck, I hate this place, but I don't. It's myself. Really let myself down taking it out on this city.
Like we say, mate, the thing with victim is they're never blameless, victims. Not totally, anyway.
What did we do today, though? We went to Adelaide's finest steak restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
It's called,
I'm sure that'll start
something Bull.
The Black Bull? No. The, you don't even.
We should know.
Anyone here ever had a steak in Adelaide? This is the plate. It was pretty good. It's fine.
We went off the Google reviews saying this is the best steak you'll have in Adelaide, and we turned up and there was no less than 3 large screens playing music from the 80s on them.
Yeah.
And I could see a more chilli machine from my table.
Yeah.
Which rarely says best steak restaurant.
They also had toppers. Like we had the prawn topper.
Yeah, because I've got this comes from Queensland here and he just can't leave a steak alone. He's got to put Beast from the Ocean on it. He would have had a Barramundi topper if he could.
Kill as many animals as you can on one plate is the way to go. That's why we're at the top of the food chain, mate.
We finally had luck though, didn't we? Because we searched this country for this. And as the voice of sports bet, I should say gamble responsibly. But today we went and we found a more chilli machine and we turned a red $20 bill into 3 sets of free games and exited with 10 cents.
I mean, got a good long, you know, that's two roller coaster tickets that cost more than that. We're probably there for about 6 minutes.
And we were screaming just as much.
Fucking good value. We had an audience.
Where's the third money bag? You can't. Much like a roller coaster.
The guy, there was a guy watching us. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was filming him.
Heggy kept filming me as we're playing the More Chili Machine, but there were actual Pokies veterans in there who we don't think liked our cavalier attitude.
I find it disrespectful. You're not respecting their sport by making a mockery of it and laughing and stuff. So, can't turn up to... Anyway.
It's the opposite of the national anthem. You're meant to sit down when you're playing Pokies Machines. We're on our feet and they couldn't fucking believe it.
He was dancing when the little man went off. Anyway, we're going to get stuck in, mate. We're looking at this week, right? This is a regular sort of. Yeah, I tell you what, you try finding some Adelaide related plane fights. A lot of light planes go down here. It must be those, you know, gentle rolling hills that, you know, pilots come up. They're fucking treacherous. But I reckon all the like incidents coming in here or out of here, very hard to find. All the fighting happens on the ground, I reckon. All those rappers are taking care of business before they get on a plane.
Adelaide rappers.
Adelaide rapper.
So a lot of light aircraft go down here. I think it's big wine country.
Oh, you and a lot of those up there for lunch.
No, but a lot of wine regions have those private landing strips. Mm. I was meant to do a gig at a winery at Coonawarra the other week, and they said to me, "Hey, Nick, you keen private jet?" I went, "Fuck yeah." Then they sent me a picture of the plane. And I've seen every episode of Air Crash Investigations, and that model was on about 80% of them. Go, you see propellers? That makes it not a fucking jet, all right? What makes it a private jet is a jet. There's no jet. There's a propeller. I'm not getting on that fucking six-seater and ending up burnt in grapes.
So, yeah, I was trying to find something that's like vaguely Adelaide-related. We'd already used up Grant Hackett. He was
the
out
king.
Here, the nipple twist episode in another episode. But
he's good to go now, though.
What do you mean?
Like Grant Hackett's turned it all around.
Oh, he's a new idea.
Yeah,
he's a new idea.
Yeah, he's a new idea.
Fuckhead in that.
No, he was a new idea, and him and his partner had, you know, like the Days of Our Lives. They put a bit of wax on the lens, dreamy look. Yeah, he had some dreamy family photos in a new idea.
Do you reckon that's? I think they're more advanced than just wiping Vaseline on the lens of a camera now. they can sort it
there's
out
filters,
on the computer.
You reckon? Yeah. But you see that, and you go, "There's no way this bloke flipped a grand piano at Crown Casino," but he did.
Yeah,
he fucking did.
I let that outstrips all his sporting efforts. Is a
piano
flip.
Yeah,
like people have swum faster than him. I believe no one's flipped a fucking piano.
Yeah, that should be on one of those World's Strongest Man. You know when they pull a fucking train carriage with their teeth or whatever.
Yeah,
there should be a grand piano flip.
There should be
a 100-meter grand piano flip. Just keep flipping it like a truck tire, but it's a whole grand piano.
So that was a bit of an oversight. I thought, you know, I was trying to find Adelaide stuff. I didn't think we'd ever come here and then sort of quarter fill a 50% capacity room and get moved to a smaller room and sort of half fill that for a live show. So
No, hold on.
We've used
up
the best one already.
We're just COVID safe, guys. We like being COVID safe. Everybody gets some room, all right? There's no economy seats here. It's all business. Look at all that space next to your elbows. You're welcome.
Problem has been, though, that people are getting angry before they get airborne, not even arriving in the festival state. They've particularly when it involves Jetstar. From my limited research experience.
Can I ask quickly, this SA is the festival state, but you seem to forget that a calendar does have 12 months in it. Like you fucking really pack out February and March. You come here in July, like what happened?
I haven't heard the cars. Did the COVID cancel the car races? Oh, great. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most COVID-friendly spot. You're in a fucking car. Yeah. So the windows are up. Even if you sneeze, it's just you in there.
You know what's not friendly? Doing a fringe show and having a couple of bozos come in really fucking busy jackets with all the sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
Just accidentally coming into your show and going, "What the fuck is this?" And you can see the light glinting off the wraparounds on top of their heads all night.
I never saw a Jack Daniels jacket in my shows until I mentioned I had a Staffy. Then a lot of logos. A lot of logos per per seat.
Jack Daniels. In 2007, right, a disgruntled Brisbane passenger, Dennis Malazzani, was checking in.
A Brisbane passenger.
Just a regular Brisbane passenger. He was checking in to Jetstar. He got told to pay for the privilege of having a bag. And I've got to say, I'm with him here. It's fucking poor. Now, so you want a seat, that's an extra 20.
How little do you pack when you go somewhere? Like if you didn't have to bring stuff for work, how far could you go on a Jetstar level packing?
If I didn't have a family and I was just going indefinitely somewhere, I would walk off in like a pair of Speedos with a credit card tucked in and just live the dream for like 20 years. You could do that.
By the way, I did get a lovely surprise this week. Well, I forgot we're staying in an apartment together, and I forgot I was with Bogan MacGyver because we had to fix. We recorded an episode in our apartment this week, and the back of his mic, something was playing up. And I said, "Man, just get a butter knife and flick it up." And he said, "Why get a butter knife? You should use a Stanley knife for that." I said, "Well, we're in just an apartment. There's not even a fucking pan here. I don't think they're going to have Stanley knives." And he said, "Nah, I've always got a Stanley knife on me at all times."
Well, you
and
know,
you
one
brought
of the,
a fucking Stanley knife out.
Well, one of the premier reasons is that I'm selling some Luke Heggie Lowbred 10-inch pencils.
Oh,
TM.
Fucking, here we go.
And they don't come pre-sharpened. And the amount of dickheads who go, "How am I supposed to use it? I don't know how to use it." You'll ask a fucking adult who's got a Stanley. I've got one here. I'll sharpen it up. Away you go. Available after show, by the way. I'll be over there.
He was so annoyed when we were setting up the tech stuff today that his Stanley knife is fucking pointless around cables and electricity. He's like, "Can I just fucking stab that?" You go, "No, don't touch the toy."
I was going to cut that screen. See around the outside? It's a bit annoying. I was going to just go cut the...
He goes, "I'll just chop the top of the bottom off. We'll stick it back on the wall." I go, no, put the knife away.
Anyway, old Dennis, he's upset about the bag thing. So he's got on a... He's a bit of, you know, get me the manager sort of later. He's on the blower to an operator. And he said, and I quote, "I will fucking take it further. I'll tell you what I'll do." That's always annoyed me. I'll tell you what I just say. Just say it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll blow up your fucking aircraft. You've just... And he put it on, "You've just created a terrorist." So
wow.
They need to look at their bag policy.
Fuck, some people turn into terrorists after, like, drones blow up their family, but this bloke is like, 25 for a bag, that's it. Allah Akbar. I've been left with no options.
What price do you reckon they'd have to put on a bag before you just went, "Fuck it, I'm leaving the bag here"? I'd just leave it. 25 would cover most of my possessions in my bag. Just clothing and shit, just leave it there.
Would you leave
they
it?
Don't like bags being left there, I get it, but you just spread it out.
I love a Jetstar flight where somebody hasn't measured their bags beforehand and they've got to do the 9 jumpers and four pairs of jeans on. There was a bloke that passed out. A singer overseas trying to wear all his clothes to get on a Ryanair flight.
Singer?
Yeah.
A successful singer on a Ryanair flight putting all his clothes on.
No. I said singer.
To find the loophole. Yeah.
Man, I once packed. You said the thing about the family. When we travel now, it looks like there's a fucking rock band on tour. Like there's two of us with those big trolleys full of shit. And I went to the States to do gigs a couple of years ago and I just took my backpack.
Yeah.
My wife said, "Where's your suitcase? You're going overseas." I'm like, "Clothes fit in a backpack." She's so annoyed still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've always got to check one in. Stanley knife, isn't it? Although...
Yeah. I do love the idea of a fucking massive Samsonite suitcase and just clink, 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 the Stanley knife bouncing around in there.
Well, you can take the blade out and take it. This is tip from the top. Take the blade out and just, you know, pick up blades where you go.
There you go, mate. Learn something else.
So anyway, after they've created this terrorist, you're not going to believe this, and neither could he, evidently. They didn't let him on the plane. And then...
Well, after threatening to blow it up?
Yeah.
Fucking nanny state.
And then he got arrested while trying to book a Virgin flight, which is what he should have done in the first place, and charged. Turned out, though, here's a twist, wasn't him at all. It was... It turned out the whole thing was created by depression. And... And he's...
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Dennis is fine now. He sought help and made a turnaround. Bing, bang, boom. You were, everyone. I've turned my life around. Don't worry about it. I won't do that again. So, like, people can't... Like, from this and the big story we're about... Big Earth story we're about to do, they can't get here if they're angry. All the grumps just... That's why it's such a peaceful utopia, this town. Including the pedestrian mall just down the road in the middle of the night. It's beautiful. And... There's no grumps allowed in here. That's why everyone's so cool.
By the way, I've got to respect this bloke for threatening to blow up a plane and then just going, because you know how an airport works, you just go one desk down. That's where the next airline is. It's not like he's gone to another building. He's just gone, "Fucking, I'm blowing all you cunts up."
One ticket, please.
Yeah.
I'm sure they heard him.
Jetstar don't have the manpower. They're not allowed to leave their little desks, so they just let him go. So anyway, we're looking this week. We're looking at May 17, 2018. So
nah,
Melbourne,
no heart.
Melbourne to Adelaide flight. Quite a popular route. You just did it. So it's
different time. You've got a weird system. Has anybody flown in to SA recently? Yeah, bit of fun. You get your little raffle ticket. Did you get your raffle ticket?
Still got it.
As if you're not just fucking buying those.
Oh, you reckon you could just run?
No, no, no.
What are you talking about? I have one.
Yeah, just go to Woolies. Ask your mate, what colour are they going with today? Purple.
All right, they still tell you to go to a desk. They told me to go and see a particular person. You just go, yeah, okay, and just run off.
Yeah.
Already got a round ticket. Got a whole book of them. Don't worry about it.
Like, it's such a weird system. Mm. Like, to do a, you got to check in, you got to fill out all the forms, and they send you a barcode.
Yeah.
Then you show someone the barcode, and they go, yep. And then they give you a raffle ticket. The old barcode. That's well, the old QR code is a raffle ticket.
But
then you show someone a raffle ticket and then you're out of there.
I mean, yeah, it's well, it seems to be working. When I went to Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, nothing. Like, it's almost as if doing nothing created some fucking problems down there. Here they're... So,
no, I honestly think Victoria just feels bad.
I would too.
We're not pushing it. Even if you got the sniffles, just get in, have some fun.
Yeah, right. The fun state. So there's a Jetstar plane full of people sitting on the tarmac at Tullamarine and coming over to the festival city, home of the Plains Wombat. You know, it's the home of the Plains Wombat, isn't it, Adelaide?
What's the Plains Wombat?
What is that? A little bit of Sturt's Desert Pea action. I'm just talking about the emblems of South Australia. Oh. That's a fauna here, is it not? Does everyone not have a fucking wombat here? Is that what's happening? I feel like I'm talking about the wall.
Hold on, are there types of wombat?
Yeah.
Fuck, are you serious?
Well, yeah. Like,
did you know that? You're at school. Have they taught you that?
No.
Well, different types of humans too, man. It's not a...
No, we're all equal and the same.
Okay.
How many types of wombat are there?
What?
Hairy-nosed wombat.
Snub-nosed,
I just thought they were being mean to that wombat.
Yeah.
I thought they were just bagging it. I didn't know that was a type.
There's males, females. There's more.
Dead, alive.
Yes.
Old, young.
So 57-year-old John Doe, he's been told when he got to the gate that the flight was closed. I said, you know, you're not getting on this plane. No way, get fuck off. And
Jetstar?
Jetstar, yeah.
If you turn up to a Jetstar flight and they said it's already closed, you've turned up 3.5 hours late past the original time. You've really gone out of your way to... That must be the only time they've ever had to tell someone that.
Yeah.
This is closed. What have you done?
He wasn't having that. So he did what anyone in a stressful situation would do. He's lit up a dart right there, like right in the... And
why not?
I mean, like all cigarette smokers, I assume he's temporarily thought, shit, that is better. I cherish these moments. And then his cigarette ran out after about a drag because he was fucking pissed off.
Real angry.
And then...
You know, my dad once, we were at the Anzac Day game, Essendon Collingwood at the MCG, and Essendon, that's our team, and Collingwood won by 1 point, and my dad just lit up a dart in the G. With 100,000 people leaving. He was just smoking level one at the G. And people are going, fake cigarette. And he's like, fuck off, mate. And they're like, oh, all right. They thought he was playing around because he looks like Ned Flanders. They're like, Ned Flanders doesn't punch darts. He does, and he'll do it at a massive sporting event.
So this guy said, look, I'm getting on that plane. Watch this. And he shouldn't have had the dart. It's wasting time. He should have got busy early. He's pushed over a computer off a desk, whatever. We're here now. I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
He's run across the tarmac. Like...
Fucking Dumb and Dumber.
Like second,
Jim Carrey. Yeah. It's okay, I'm a limousine driver.
Oh, man, like the second last scene in a lot of movies. He's running across the tarmac and the two ground crew tackled him. And that's on that. It's some fucking work. You look out the little window, what's he doing? They should hurry up. There's my bag. Get it.
Man, I'm actually amazed this works, the toy, because the toy went under the plane on the way over in the big suitcase and it had approximately... 55 fragile stickers and tags on it.
Yeah.
And I was looking out the plane as it went on and they must have missed them all because he fucking torpedo kicked it under them. What are you doing these ones?
He's fought them off with punches and scratches and run up the stairs, you know, the stairs on the wheels thing, and he's tried to force the door open. I mean, what a philosophy. Pretty
Hey, you know what? I don't know how they do open. Is it just a stock standard handle or is it a key situation? Is it a I reckon that's key. He's confused. He's gotten up there and gone, fuck, this isn't a Commodore. Yeah. I should have looked this up.
He's got a bit of packing tape trying to ram it down the window.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you'd think anyway. If you manage to fight your way onto a plane, what you reckon you're going to do? I'll just go and sit in my seat. They won't notice when they get on here.
Sit in a different seat and they go to 14D and you're not there.
You're swapped with some old lady or something. Yeah, I don't think you know mine. Well, he's definitely 100% lunatic sitting there. You'd have to fight the crew, like, and the pilots, and then just fight there yourself. Like, I don't know. You didn't really think ahead. And then just take off. And then you'd have to be adept at that little computer game that you play in your big special chair to be able to fly a plane.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I don't know.
I don't have a big special chair for it. Some Flight Simulator fans in? Nice one.
You. I mean,
it's very rare that you hear a you after. Are you a fan of a flight simulator? You.
Usually hear it through a fucking respirator or something. Yeah. You know.
No, I'm just
like
happy
a big
that
pin in the thing. That's all I've got left, you know. Just playing my video games.
Tower. Calling the tower.
I'm just happy they're not actual pilots. Oh, I don't want to hear fucking you over the intercom.
I mean, now, of recent years on the tannoy, I've never heard, is there a doctor on board? You're more likely to hear, look, you know, the autopilot's packed it in, actual pilots are asleep. Does Nick Cody happen to be on this plane?
Man, that's the end. Spoiler alert, the end of the movie Snakes on a Plane. The fat bloke who played Microsoft Flight Simulator ends up landing the plane.
Jesus Christ.
It's the most ludicrous part of the whole film. You fucking lost me there.
Oh. And go for it. I mean, there could be someone who's not you on board who's just nearly as good as you at video games while simultaneously being a fucking adult. I watched a video of this and the bloke actually made the door move a little bit. Like it was a Jetstar plane, so it's just old sheets of corrugated tin and stuff on the door, but he's giving it a go. Like hands and then put his foot on it like in a cartoon to try and open it. We've got the clip.
Yeah. Well, imagine what a fucking cloud would do.
This man rushed onto the tarmac. He dashed up the stairs and tried to rip open the door, at first with his hands, then using his feet. As he got closer to gaining access to the plane, staff worked frantically to keep the door shut.
Now, that's what they said on the news, but when you see the clip, it is just blokes in high vis looking at him from the bottom of the steps. Yeah. they got to get a dictionary and look up frantic, because I did not see frantic.
That's the hardest they'd worked all day, going like this.
Yeah. One of them's on compo now. You made me look up too quickly.
You joke about that. They took a lot of stress leave, these blokes. They took
counselling.
They got a bit out of this, the boys. And why not?
That's why you got to put over a bag that weighs 16 kilos. They put a heavy sticker on it now. There you go. If that's 16. Heavy to you, you shouldn't be in the business of lifting. Yeah. Be even lift, bro. If 16 is too much, take a look at yourself.
Probably best twist to this, right? He probably thought when he got on that they wouldn't find him on the plane, all the people sitting there. But moot point in the end, because if he did manage to get onto that particular plane, it was empty. It's just
the wrong
one. Wrong one. He's gone. There'd be some very surprised second world cleaners on there going, fuck, I'm just getting some mashed up banana peels out of the... There was this fucking guy yelling at us.
Yes. Looking out the window, you go, I'm pretty sure, but that is not a game of three-card Monty you want to fucking lose. You want to make sure you pick the right... No, definitely that one.
Well, you can see in the window if there's some bloke sitting in the cockpit, can you? Yeah. All ladies, women can fly too now, Nick. So the one he's breaking into, right, it wasn't... It just arrived from... It was going to Sydney. Not Adelaide, the former third largest city in Australia, home to 24-hour bakeries and hip-hop. Doesn't seem fair that you people get all that to yourselves.
And the tastiest beer with dregs at the bottom, like it's Turkish coffee. I love that. Half a Weet-Bix at the bottom when you finish it. Go, oh, fuck,
would it taste different if they just fucking got that out before they bottled it? No. Is that obviously why it's in there? All the dust and shit at the bottom of Cubas.
It's old James Hardy products. We don't even know. It's just asbestos sheets. Try to get rid of. Mesothelioma. I've never worked on a fucking job site. Yeah, my lungs are scarred.
Sort of. More importantly, right, the main Melbourne The Age article with the details of the incident elicited some really fruity comments, mostly pertaining to Australians being grubs. He was probably pissed, etc. However, Lucinda, not him, his name's Lucian, has piped in saying, this is what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Like publicly, she put this in. She goes, no, this isn't her. This is a newspaper quote.
Oh.
This is Lucinda, just found it. She says, I have a fear of flying. If I was on that plane when this happened, I'd be fighting the crew and pushing the door to get out! ! So she definitely means it. And then Lucinda proceeded to receive 5 virtual broadsheet newspaper respect handshakes for that. The fuck? Imagine that.
Oh, is that their
life?
On The Age?
Yeah, you get a handshake. Now it's a little handshake symbol.
Yeah.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very Melbourne.
That's weird for the. I've never read the comments on The Age articles.
Oh, I've read
a lot of them. It's spelled correctly most of the time.
Some people don't
right?
have thumbs in Melbourne, so you're not allowed to offend them by that.
Oh, okay.
But most of them have at least one hand, although, I don't know. Another witness, and there were some good witnesses here, witnesses, as, said it before, say it again, shit public speakers, if your name's witness. Susanna Murray, on her way from Melbourne to Sydney for her grandmother's funeral. RIP, Susanna's grandmother. But, Susanna, like in sort of true witness style, she's offered up multiple sound bites in the Channel 9, which is the main location Australians flock to for their Voice of Reason news. It doesn't speak down to them. Article. She said, and I quote, this isn't on he's got a quote from it. It was absolutely scary. In this day in age, everyone is nervous when they fly, especially with everything going on overseas, Susanna said thoughtfully. Just a generic fucking overseas there. Where are you going? Overseas. All right, get me some Reeboks. Like, what are you? Overseas is pretty big, Susanna. There's lots going on. I don't know. But,
she has spoken on behalf of 7 billion people there. Everybody's afraid of flying. I think you'll find not the cunt running up the stairs trying to open the door. Looks like he loves it. He really wants to go.
I saw Susanna. I thought she loves the camera. That is not her first time in front of it, and it wasn't. But we've got a bit of her, don't we? We've got a bit
of
her.
Yeah, she said some pretty amazing stuff on the news.
I was pretty scared, to be honest. I mean, in the wake of all of these security issues that are going on at the moment.
I thought it was longer than that, hence the sip of beer. But
no.
You get on a flight and you really hope for the best, but when something like this is happening right in front of you, it does make you a little bit concerned.
Oh,
just a tad.
Yeah, it does.
Just a tad when a bloke with a Winfield hanging out the corner of his mouth yanking a door off a plane. I'm a tad concerned.
Do you reckon he still had the little bit in the while he's running?
Flick it.
When
flick
you know
it on the
men,
run.
Men need mean business. So I found her, and it wasn't her first time at all in front of the camera.
Oh, really?
And she was. I popped over to starnow.com.au. I mean, so you think to yourself, you want to hire a bona fide star, yes. When do you want them? Well, now, obviously. Voila, tens of thousands of actual stars at your fingertips right there. Sometimes, I just sink a half a day into this, just looking at fucking wannabe actors. I put out so much.
Well, because we hadn't really seen each other in a year until the Melbourne live show, and then I didn't see you after that until now. But we haven't shared a com on the road together for a year and a bit, and I forgot just what you were like and how much you really do get into these things. And, like cop films where the old detective's trying to solve a cold case is just punching ciggies in the dark and there's a lot of string on a wall. That's him watching fucked YouTube clips.
Yeah. Man, while you were asleep this morning, I spent 2 hours looking at... Like for next week, old Brisbane ads, right? And I'm trying to find Ling Ling, the Chinese restaurant delivery service, and it's this fucking ad. It was still on in 2000.
Yeah. How did it go?
I can't find it. Oh, it was Chinese. It was really tacky ad, but it's called Ling Ling, obviously. And it's like, Ling Ling, you Lang? And they would say that on the phone. This is this century. It's still on. I was like, fuck, I've got to find that. But I can't find it. It's been wiped.
Stopped in 2000, though.
Yeah.
Y2K took it out.
Yeah.
Took out the Ling Ling ad.
Oh. I mean, you want to check out people whose parents are a little bit absent, or, you know, they're just fucking short or something when they finish growing. You should go on these websites, like the talent ones. You just put your own shit up there. Cop a go at that. Check the look in their eyes when they're staring down the barrel of a camera for their glamour shots. I went through the whole thing, I reckon. I fucking, like, day of...
My wife told me, she's an actor, and she told me the best thing, and now it fucks up any TV show or movie I'm watching, and that is overacting extras in the background. Mm. And now that I've told you, you won't be able to unsee them. There are people it could be like a funeral, and the main character crying over a coffin and somebody else in the background's going...
Yeah.
And they've been told by a director, like, hey, just give a little, you know, a little wave as you see your uncle walking in, and they're like...
Yeah.
Just fucking mincing every scene. It's so good.
I had a job once where I had to wrangle extras. They're fucking special. Oh. People, they're handing like that thick manuscripts to me, like the guy driving the fucking van. They go, can you get this to whoever the actor is who's on it? He's not the fucking, like, he's an actor. Why do you want, I'll give him your script if you want. So now I've got a stack of scripts. Just
you didn't hand them on?
No, fuck no. That's a... I use them sometimes because the backs of I'm an environmentalist. I'll print on the back of them for these.
I was acting in a TV show once, and how I got the job was Please Like Me, which is Josh Thomas's show. Now on Netflix, it's Teggy's favourite show. And Please Like Me,
against Josh, but it's not my thing. It's a kid thing.
Is it?
Yes, very much so.
By kid, you mean like early 20s?
Well, yeah, under 30. Anything under 30.
But how I got it, this is why you should always follow your dreams, live your life, is that he needed somebody to be drunk at his birthday party, and 2 weeks before they started filming, I was maggot at his birthday party. He goes, Cody's nailed a role he doesn't even know he's up for yet.
Yeah.
But I had to walk in, and my wife, that I told her later, this was before we met, she said, how bad this is to do on set is there's a scene where the camera's following me into the party as I'm holding an esky, and there's extras, so it's over my shoulder, the camera, and so they can't see my face, and the extras walking towards me like stoked that I'm at the party. So they've got to act excited that I'm there, but there's no mics on, and I was just saying really crook shit that I had in the esky. There's a dead baby in here. I just killed a sex worker. Her foot is in this esky. I just say this and they'd be like, yeah.
That confuses me that that's the worst thing you could do, because my experience with thespians, the worst thing I've been told you can do is say good luck or wear green or say thank you when someone says break a leg, all that shit.
Okay, oh, really?
That's the worst thing you can do. You go, really? It's like a mate who's got a dead baby in esky, I reckon. Anyway, so one particular standout on starnow.com.au, and it's fucking sick. They've all got these little, not all of them, but most of them have a little intro video. It's only 20 seconds or so you don't get bored, but it's pretty good watching. He was the only one to think to stand quite this close to the camera for his headshot was one Darren Lamont.
And before we get into this, I just want to say, on the weekend away from my family, what I like to do is sleep into whenever I like. But the alarm clock this morning was Heggy with a laptop open going, look at this cunt. And what a way to start a weekend, I must say. Let's have a look at Darren Lamont, his video on Star Now.
Hi there. So I'm Darren Lamont. People call me Lamont. Stuck with me since primary school. Makes me a little unique as well. I'm 39 years old and currently live on the south coast near South Wales. I've been acting for a bit over 2 years now and really enjoy it. I own an online clothing business which also allows me to be flexible with times to suit many roles. I look forward to working with you soon and thanks for watching. Take care and stay safe. Much respect.
Yes. Which is the new end to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, man. It's fucking double thumbs up with a thumb ring. You don't see that every day. A few things about it I fucking loved.
Well, his script that he's written to say to camera at some point, in brackets, he's got put glasses on now.
Yeah. Well, he's got more than one video and he does it every video he has, this guy. You want to hear what he is? You got the dinger. This is his, because they have to say what they can do. They're all multi-talented, these people. And he's Darren Lamont.
By the way, you'd love for one of them to go, really bad Asian accent, I can do that. if you need me, I can do some pretty offensive stuff. My mates love it.
Oh, man. I mean, well, they love being triple threats at an absolute minimum, all of these people. I saw one who was telling us how great she was while she's picking her nose. Like, didn't think, oh, I'll retake this. Because I didn't know we were going to do video. I thought it was just going to be audio. That's why we only had Darren. Darren Lamont, he's a...
Lamont, French.
Well, I don't know about that. He's an actor.
Yeah.
He's an extra. So, model. Influencer.
Hold on. Sorry. Sorry, just back to model.
Yeah.
We all saw him, yeah? Even if you're in here, I can't see everyone, but if somebody's blind, even your Labrador's going, nah. Influencer.
He's a photographer. He's a band member. He's a singer. He's a composer. He's a music producer. And other musician. And then the last word on that list is less. Like, all of them have less, so you can press that. You don't have to seal that shit. I didn't know that. I was reading everyone's stuff and go, what is it? And then, like, it says less. You go, fucking yes, please, because you don't have to see what all the things they can do. But
hold on, one of those again. Can you just read them out,
Jesus,
just quickly?
Christ, man.
And we'll see. Can we go backwards just to see that video again? If you go left, will that play again? Just read them over that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Actor.
Yeah.
Extra. Model. Influencer. Photographer. Band member.
Class is coming.
Come on. Do it, Darren. Singer. Composer. Music producer. Other. Musician. Less. That's your fact, doesn't it?
Oh.
I tell you what, we'll wait for the thumbs up. Why's he gone so quiet? Yeah.
Much respect.
So, you know, I know. That really got me. You know,
the thumb ring, and all of his roles too.
Oh, man.
You sent me the link.
Well, having said that, if anyone knows Darren or me, so don't fucking... He's a lot of his shots, like still shots, he's in militia gear with fucking rifles and stuff. So, you know... I mean, I assume that's how he gets his jobs. He walks in with a fucking Kalashnikov just going, I'm your new actor. And they go, fucking oath you are. Dude, I'm your lead singer from now on. And so,
That's not the image that they're going to use on the front of the paper when he does murder everyone.
Oh, they've got a lot to choose from. The sort of the three-month court case, there'll be a new one every day of him. There's heaps on there. He's I think he's ex-army. You know who else is on there, right? Do you know who else is on there?
No.
Well, I think you do. You know this bloke. This is a bloke you know. This
is...
Is he... Although, yeah. Well, although sometimes I feel like I know him a lot better than you do. You want a hint?
Yeah.
He's starts with a J and it ends in Effrey Cody.
What?
You can put one on there. I thought, oh, I'll go.
Am I on star
thought,
now?
Well... I mean, I put it on. I thought I'll wait and get a few bites here. It'll be all right. But then I took it off. I didn't want to start a war with someone who's better at computers than me.
Yeah.
So I thought, fuck, I'm not doing that. And obviously. Yeah.
But I also don't want to start a war with someone that's already got a fucking always has a Stanley knife on me.
Well,
it's a real fucked up paper scissors rock.
Besides which, once I put it on there, I saw that you'd already put one on there yourself. And,
I have not put one on there myself. What the
little
fuck is
snippet.
That?
If you can, Henry, here's a little...
Oh, what?
Hi, my name is Nick and I'm a...
Oh, wow.
Based.
Little audio snippet. Sorry,
I'm
it's not video. I didn't know
I look, and I'm definitely older than I behave.
Mm. I'm an actor, writer and comedian based in Melbourne in Victoria.
Who is that?
I've had quite a bit of stage experience as well as working on TV and film sets, as well as doing quite a bit of voiceover and
His
comedy as well.
Hastily put on a white shirt, unironed, and my blazer.
Mm-hmm.
My hair is a little bit long at the moment and a little bit overshaven, but quite happy to tidy both of those up.
Yeah.
I have a lot of experience, as you'll see from my CV.
Yeah.
I like to keep fit, but my main passion is acting. Mm. I love it. I love absolutely everything about it. I love the researching right through to the performance. So if you're looking for a passionate, hardworking actor, I'm your guy.
I'm also a photographer,
And in my spare time, I like to get on the mats and train in mixed martial arts. Oh.
My name's Cody, and I was born in Essex, London. I recorded my first dance single in Japanese, and I'm pretty good with random accents. Well, can you guess which one's a lie? Of course, I'm pretty good with accents. My name's Cody, and I was born in Melbourne, Australia.
An organisation called Manna. It's just about helping men and troubled teens about their masculinity issues.
I was getting seen all over the world. I didn't say, have anything to say.
Is this
but
all one thing?
And the emails and the phone calls I got from my friends, I didn't realise that you were so good. I said, no, I'm with agency 888 in Brisbane.
It's a little at the end on his that I like, but that's just a compile of a bunch of men called Nick and or Cody. I thought you've done well here. Disguise is another one of your on your list.
Fucking hell.
It's grim, but that's what I've been up to, just writing down time codes and sending them off to Conrad to get that cut together. So anyway, Susanna, back to the witness, she's on there. Obviously.
As by the way, you genuinely had me concerned that I was on that thing. Oh.
No, you're not on.
I thought I may have been drunk and just opened a star now. Mammy. Oh, no, I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble. You can't have that out there.
I feel Susanna is on there, this witness, and if you check out her profile, you'll see that you and her have some very, very similar traits. Her versatile skill set includes... actor, extra, model, TV presenter, radio presenter. This is female you. So, Susanna Wright, over on Twitter, where she is prolific, 14K plus tweets, generally to the tune of, is anyone else watching telly at the moment, sort of thing, but... and the occasional retweeting some perverts posting pictures of her from Zoo magazine 15 years ago. That sort of every now and then you get that. Her motto is born extra, die extra, former cover girl, Big Brother alumni, and magazine columnist. Now, what do you reckon she's now? You fucking nail this. Yep.
Oh, right. Something in radio?
Nah, man. She's a yummy mummy and business owner. Oh. So. This next bit, I cut and paste to your profile that was going to go up there. It's uncanny. Susanna says, I'm passionate about working in all areas of media and entertainment. Yeah. Ideally as a television presenter in travel/lifestyle TV and fashion writing. Being devoted to my career, I've become very experienced model and brand ambassador. Also being crowned as Australia's answer to Carrie Bradshaw by News.com, having written an advice column for high-selling national publication for 2 years. I'm always open to expanding my experiences of meeting new people, you, and enjoy the fast-paced, ever-changing nature of this exciting industry. Less, please.
That's a long way to just say I've got no actual skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a fucking empty resume, but she's filled it somehow.
You and her, the only people I know excited about the entertainment industry. Excited.
Excited's a stretch.
That's why you're an entertainer and I'm an artist.
Because we all know Picasso had 3 packs of carpenter pencils that he'd fucking sell off.
Man, Picasso shifted some fucking units, man. He's... So, oh, man. So, I mean, I've dabbled in extra work myself. All these people say actor, extra. Like, surely the first one covers that. Like, if someone wants an extra, we go, well, get a good one. They're called actors. Like, just... One time, I was drug dealer number one in a crime reenactment for a Channel 7 show.
Which show?
And this, I can't remember, but some fucking guy, he was another extra, he put me on the ground on the bitumen, big fucker, and, like, just put these, like, kid-sized handcuffs on me and just... pretty much assaulted me. I was like face down the bitumen. I was screaming at him. They're like, oh, yeah, that's good. I chuck that in. I go, no, man, I'm going to fucking kill this bloke when I can get up. It was terrible. But I did demand to be drug dealer number one. They said there was 2 drug dealers in this van. I said, I'm driving it and I'm number one. Changing I won't settle for problem. 2. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I had the computer on me. I'd love to show them some of your acting work, your ad work.
on my ad work. Yeah. I beg your pardon. Was I in a blazer prancing around on a fucking football field trying to...
Even worse. So I'm just going to type something quickly.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to... We're going to have to edit this out. Sorry, Rad. This is... Oh, we're not? We'll just keep going. Oh, we can't because this is just live. So now I'm fucking... I'm stuck here by myself. Haven't got my crutch sitting there to fucking laugh along and pretend everything's cool. So, yeah, start now. Get amongst it. Has everyone seen some shows at the Fringe? Is that what you're up to? Oh, fuck, he's got it already. This is quick. He is a computer nerd. This is
a celebrity and all-round adventurer.
That's not me.
I've been fortunate enough to visit some of the most... It doesn't get more social than this.
Oh, you already know
there
the...
There are regular art and craft classes, and the food is to die for. The shopping is really spectacular. Most importantly, it's a place where you can
enjoy relaxing alone or meet new friends.
This is
me. Oh, can you go to the end? At the end, it's quite violent at the end. Like what, the last sort of 10 seconds. Go to like the last 10 seconds or so. It's pretty... Made my... Well, you don't have to watch the whole fucking thing.
What do you expect during Ripton?
Game? What? It's Tamriel Unlimited. You can pretty much do anything. Oh. Even rock bottom artists need money sometimes. Sorry about it. My boss saw that and fucking lost his mind. He's looking at my hand. He was pretty little. He started crying and shit when I got my hand chopped off.
Just remember, the people in here that play Microsoft Flight Simulator, remember before when Heggy said nerds? And then we just saw him in an ad for Elder Scrolls Online.
The nerds who made all that like cardboard gold stuff, all the stuff, they had their heads flushed a lot, those blokes. So, I was nothing on them. Anyway, our protagonist is this. We're going to move on, mate. This bloke, right, the guy running up the stairs trying to get the plane door open, he got arrested.
I forgot this wasn't just us bullying each other. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about a plane incident.
This bloke was arrested and... it was said that for the time being, he was banned from all Qantas and Jetstar flights for the time being. And like, impending the investigation, maybe that would extend forever. How fucking desperate are they for passengers? They can't just ban this bloke who's smoking and kicking planes.
Pre-COVID. That was pre-COVID. Yeah, right. Post-COVID, they'll fucking take anyone. They would have let him on. They would have helped him open the door now. Yeah. Don't pull it, mate. You'll break it. We'll get the keys up to you.
Yeah. By the way,
why just Qantas and Jetstar? There's other planes on the, you know, at the gates there.
They don't talk to each other. They're like jurisdiction police in America from what I've seen on crime television. They just don't fucking talk to each other. While a murderer just plies his trade in the next suburb and they go having a fucking argument. Yeah. Like there's the local inept police, the state troopers and the female body inspectors are all fucking fighting over whose job it is while shit's going on. Yeah. Same thing. That's why you can just walk to the Virgin counter and they just... They've got
blinkers on.
Yeah, they can only see that little thing, not over there. So the flight to Sydney, right, the one that was empty, people hadn't even got on yet. It was delayed by 1 hour, so standard, while engineers checked out the door.
First time they would have looked at the plane.
Where's the door?
I'm probably at home. They've moved on. They're in other careers. We need you to come back. Someone's trying to tear this off.
I mean, 1 hour Jetstar delay, I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't. Fair enough. I mean, but
you should do that more often and help people get to their holiday destination sooner.
Oh, you reckon that makes it faster, actually?
Yeah, everyone gets moving a bit when there's a strange man on the tarmac, I reckon. Yeah, shit starts flying.
I love how people all panic. Like it's, you know, the guys can get fucking run over or something at worst. It's not going to affect your safety flight thing. It's crazy. It's like when someone says, I'm going to shoot you. You're what with? Clearly, there's no fucking gun on here.
They took their time with the door, and fair enough too. They took up, you know, nearly an hour to check it out. It was a door that caused the Challenger problem in 86, wasn't it? That was the door.
Was that the door?
Well, yeah. It was indirectly. It was the door.
It was some tiles.
No, tiles. It was some sort of rubber O-ring.
Who's putting tiles on a rocket?
But the door was fucked the day before. They're all sitting there, ready to go. Beautiful day. Real nice town. Everything ready to go. And they said, oh, there's a loose screw on the door. We better go up there and sort it out. And they did. And someone goes, oh, we didn't charge up the Makita battery. Fuck it. The drill's not working. We'll just come back tomorrow, everyone. The next day, real cold. Heaps of ice on the thing. And that was it. Need another 7 astronauts. Killed off perfectly good and diverse 7 astronauts that day.
Imagine, that's such a fucking grim way to die. Just one screw. Mm. You learn that on air crash investigations. It's rarely ever one. There must have been other stuff fucked with it as well.
But every violent death is like a, you know, that's a bad way to die, sort of one thing. It's like watch this being your last words, or fucking, you know, this axe head's a bit loose, something like that. Like, it's always going to be something. You know, like, if only they did this. Yeah, well, they fucking didn't.
But that's why that TV show is good, because you learn at the very end now that airlines fix that issue that have happened in the past.
Oh, air crash?
Yeah.
Mm.
My favourite one, just a full fuselage tear apart in the sky.
Big hole.
Yeah. Sorry if anyone is afraid of flying. No, like an Air China flight, it hit the runway on a landing, the tail strike it's called, and there was a big hole in it like 20 years before. And they've just gone, and they just put a little bit over the top, like a little plane Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And went, don't forget, that's only a Band-Aid. And they forgot.
Ah.
Then the crack slowly went through the thing.
How'd they forget? Surely it looked like they just put a poster over it or something.
Like hang in there, wall, yeah. The cat.
Oh, man, we got to get out of here soon. People have got lives to live. Well, you know, that's it. They couldn't even find out this bloke's name. That's how you can't find these people unless they're semi-famous or something.
No, they've got to end up in court. Didn't he go to court?
No. Well,
they just
sorted
it there.
No. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I think he just left. He offered the AFP a dart each and they said, yeah, that'll do. Yeah. Just walked off down to another airline and he got here. I don't know.
Well, thank you everyone so much for coming out today. We hope you enjoyed the live mid-flight brawl. One more time for Luke Heggie.
And for Nick Cody.
Is anybody going to see Heggie today? Yeah, he's doing about 9 extra shows today in this very room. So I hope you like this room, because you'll be back in here again. We do have mid-flight brawl merch for sale. There was a slight oversight in the design because they're just pencils with Heggie's name on it. There was a problem at MFB HQ, but they're over there. He's selling some pencils. But again, thank you all very much. And just remember this, everyone.
Take care and stay safe. Much respect.
Much respect.
Yeah.
See you next time, folks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.